To grasp what's going on in the towns surrounding the Great Bay, these are the important numbers to know. 8, 5, and 3. Those numbers are the milligrams of nitrogen pollution per liter coming out of wastewater treatment plants. And each step down costs tens of millions of dollars.
Right now, we're at a 30. I mean, that's the big bite, is trying to get from 30 down to 8.
Steve Fournier is town administrator in Newmarket. If getting to 8 doesn't clean up their water bodies enough, the EPA says they will have to keep spending until they get to 3. It's a touchy subject. So touchy that other towns, Rochester and Dover, are appealing Newmarket's permit in court because they don't like the precedent it sets.
While we understand why they're doing it, I mean, it's sort of like we sort of want to say, mind your own business, we're trying to do what's best for Newmarket.
Seacoast towns have butted heads with the EPA over these costs for years now, and so far, the courts have ruled in favor of regulators. For some time, communities faced a choice: fight the EPA or acquiesce. But Durham is trying to find a third way, and leading the charge is town engineer Dave Cederholm.
So I came racing out here in the middle of that rainstorm, and oh my gosh, it was full right to the brim, and I had forgotten my phone, so I couldn't even take pictures.
He is really excited about what are called rain gardens, especially during big downpours, like that thunderstorm earlier this year. Rain gardens are depressions that gather water when it rains and are intended to replace the ubiquitous stormwater drains that are found in every American city. This rain garden is nestled in a parking lot in downtown Durham. It looks like a rocky ornamental garden that's been planted in a depression instead of on a mound. The idea behind these is to catch the water rushing off of parking lots, athletic fields, and lawns, whatever, and stop it before it rushes straight into the local stream.
It's really a filter. So it filters pollutants. You've got polyaromatic hydrocarbons, PAHs that come off of the parking lot, dripping gasoline, dog urine, I mean, you know, whatever it is. It sits on here and then it all ends up in the first flush.
That first flush of water off the parking lot is the dirtiest inch of every rainstorm. 96% of rainstorms are an inch or less, and that first inch is about all a rain garden can handle before it overflows. But letting that inch sink into engineered soils catches the contaminants. However, it does take hardy plants to do this job.
This thing's totally dead, but they didn't like it. So I need to find some other plants that aren't bothered by that. A couple of those, put them in here, and we're good to go.
Cederholm hopes these gardens can save Durham money. He says complying with the EPA's strictest wastewater limits would be very expensive, around $10 million in equipment and $1 million a year in chemicals. Durham wants to prove that it can use things like rain gardens to pull even more nitrogen out of its stormwater and for less money.
I'd rather spend that $1 million on some green approach, whether it's rain gardens or it's fertilizer management. None of that is easy.
But it might be a better investment, which is what Durham hopes to convince the EPA. Yet there are doubters.
The Durham approach is not going to be accepted by EPA.
John Hall is the D.C. lawyer who sued the EPA on behalf of the Great Bay communities.
They've already been emphatic that the wastewater plants not only have to go to 3, but you also have to put in the stormwater controls.
So far, the EPA has been guarded in discussing the specifics in Durham and say they're waiting for the results of a study that Durham is conducting. But there are reasons for optimism.
The idea is to ensure that there are trade-offs between stormwater and wastewater and that the most important things are prioritized. And so additional time may be required to achieve both as a result.
That's the EPA's current top water official, Nancy Stoner, in a visit to Durham last week. What Stoner didn't say during that visit was whether using adaptive management might be an acceptable alternative to the most expensive wastewater upgrades. And whether Durham wins some leniency is what other Great Bay communities will be watching for. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.